We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Russell Wilson is a steadfast belief in self. I would, yes, Chris Mueller, because I'm a miserable pessimist, would think, this might mean my time is limited. I've got to really be perfect on every throw. Every rep's got to look flawless.
I don't think that's miserable Chris Mueller. I think that's human nature.
But I don't think Russ views it that way, crucially. I think Russ doesn't really have that human nature viewpoint. I think he believes so steadfastly in his own abilities still that he was the victim of circumstance
in Denver. That's why
he might be like alarmed that Fields is here.
That's why I didn't ask you how did Russell Wilson react to it, because I think that opinion is right. I don't think he's going to at least pretend or act like he isn't bothered or he doesn't care. He sends out an Instagram post immediately of him shaking hands with Justin Fields at the 50-yard line, and it's, let's go do this. It's publicly the opposite reaction to how Ben looked at the Mason Rudolph draft pick, okay, or Aaron Rodgers when he found out Jordan Love was drafted. He's trying to put a good face on it, which is what Russell Wilson does all the time. He says, Bronco country, let's ride, after they lose a home game by 25 points and the offense only kicks field goals. That's how he's wired, or at least that's how he tries to make it. He might not actually be wired that way, but he can't bring himself to show those feelings or those opinions publicly.
What if he actually is wired that way, though?
It's a little bit, that's why people say he's a little bit weird.
I think he is wired that way. That's the point. Yeah, I think that he might, in a human nature standpoint, be a little bit taken aback, but I think the guy believes he's the guy and that he's going to make Justin Fields expensive or shiny bench object.
But what I'm getting back to is when Tomlin says this guy, who right now is technically our backup quarterback, is oozing with talent and potential, Mike Tomlin is going to at some point want to see what the oozing potential and talent looks like, I think. I'm sorry. It absolutely creates an uncomfortable situation where Russell Wilson really does not have a lot of leeway, whether it's at training camp or the preseason, or especially when the games start.
So he said he's in pole position, Russell Wilson is. That's what Mike Tomlin said about him, okay? That he, in the quarterback room.
It's his job to lose.
Pole position.
Basically,
yep. As you've put it many times, the pole sitter in Daytona doesn't win the race. Does that mean, inherent in that statement, is that we will have a competition, but the pole sitter will get most of the first-team reps? Will Justin Fields get any first-team reps?
Let's just define, as the race here that he has pole position is it to get to September 10th, or is it to get to January 8th?
Well, I think it's...
Because if it's to get to January...
But I think it's instructive that I would say it's to September 10th, because even what happens in training camp tells you how far behind Fields is actually starting.
No doubt, but my point is the quarterback controversy, it doesn't end when the week one starter is announced. It goes through the entire season.
It's
not Russell Wilson's job for 17 games or 18 weeks.
Say they're 5-1, okay, and like two wins, one loss, then three. So they've won three in a row, and Wilson's been good, not great, but they're 5-1. How much leeway does he have at that point?
He keeps playing because Tomlin...
But I'm saying he's been good. No, he's been a better-than-average quarterback, better than anything they've had since Ben retired. His numbers look pretty good. He's not overwhelming, but he is doing what Mike wants him to do.
Yep.
And he's putting up some numbers. In six games, let's say he has 12 touchdown passes, which right now in Pittsburgh, people are going, that's legal? How many games does he have before, if it started to go sideways on him, Mike would pull the plug? Get to 5-4, and then Mike's going to break the Justin Fields in case of emergency glass. Three losses in a row. He doesn't look so good. That's what I mean. Like, I think it's a moving target.
Yeah,
here.
I think that's possible.
I just think it's a moving target, and I the thing that seems to be getting undersold, at least from my vantage point, where everyone understandably talks about the way Mike fawns over Fields' abilities, because it's obvious that he can't believe his good fortune that he actually gets to coach the guy. I do think he has said some things about Wilson, about his championship pedigree, about having been there, done that, and then applied them to Fields, even in this conversation where he said he gets a chance to actually, you know, like be around a guy who's been a collector. Didn't he call him a collector? He's gotten guys in for workouts together. I do think that he's showing some deference to Russell Wilson's career track record here. Yes, for now.
Yeah.
That's why I said I don't think for now there is any controversy. And guess what? If Russell Wilson plays poorly enough that they would even consider going to Fields, to me that is not inherently a quarterback controversy. That means the guy you brought in as plan A, who you thought might have been near the end of the line, showed that he was pretty close.
Well, time out a second. Did the Penguins have a goalie controversy their entire playoff runs with Matt Murray and
Mark
Andre Fleury?
Not in my mind.
But did they with fans?
Yeah, but with fans and with Chris Mueller are two very different things.
Yeah, but even to the point where at times Sullivan would go back to Fleury to give him a game to see, like, okay, Murray had a bad game or two. Let's see if he can get it going again, and he didn't. I mean, that happened, right? I mean, there were dueling goalies, and they managed to win Stanley Cups on the backs of both of those guys. Controversy to me basically means at any point where one of these two guys struggles, there's going to be a discussion, and not just among fans externally. I think the organization is going to ask itself, is it time to go to Fields?
Well, you said if one of these two guys struggles, if Fields goes in and struggles, I don't even know what you do at that point.
Well, I mean, if for some reason Fields were to win the job out of training camp, or I don't think he will, but if he did and Wilson acquiesced to being a backup, then I think it's the same situation. I mean, if Fields is missing guys and it's not clicking for him and he's failing as a passer and you have Wilson waiting on the sidelines, I think they could go to him in that situation. But I don't think it'll play out that way. I think Wilson will start just like you do.
Do you think Mike feels that Fields was failed by the Bears?
Yes, I do.
Absolutely. Do you think that part of that is not that they rushed him into the role, but that they didn't surround him and they didn't put him in an environment where he could, basically, that was conducive to success?
Yes.
Because I really think if you believe those things, then he would, as much as we got this guy Chad tweeting in, Tomlin's a guy who got the gift he always wanted, can't wait to unwrap the gift and play with the gift. That's the way he would feel about it. I actually think that's a pretty good analogy. But I also think there's a part of Mike that actually does understand and is, it's like maybe a little voice in his head telling him, you might really want to deploy the Justin Fields weapon here, but the best thing is a little bit of patience. I really do. I think the
you
Mike
don't have
Tomlin
patience
adult
because
in the room,
he's not under contract for next year.
You can get a multi-year thing done
And you've said that on every show since the deal got done, mm-hmm. and there's literally been zero reporting about it, which is not to say it still can't happen, but like there's been no, well, hey, there's a fifth-year option. We know the Steelers aren't going to pick that up, but don't worry. They're talking to Fields about finding one of these kind of sweetheart deals where it's half backup money,
deal,
half starter money. Yeah. I mean, if that happens, then you're right. Like some of this conversation goes away. The thing that would spring up from that is, well, then what becomes of Russell Wilson? Basically, that would make it seem like if Wilson had a great year here, he's still at a dead end, which I would not want to put myself in that position either. You know, like I think there's a good chance. I think the possibility exists that Wilson does have a renaissance season here. And I wouldn't want to strike a deal with Fields now before I even see what Wilson looks like unless Fields just wants to take backup money. Unless he wants like a Jacoby Brissett deal, which if I were his agent, I would strongly recommend him not doing that. To take like $7 or $8 million a year.
You think he'll have more of a market on the open market if he doesn't really play this coming year than he did in the trade market? Like teams will be, hey, I don't have to give up a pick.
No, probably not, Chris. But I would tell him now, just make a bet that Wilson doesn't play well enough where Tomlin can't resist the temptation of giving you a shot during the season. And when you get that chance, you're going to play so well that when they negotiate with you, they're going to pay you like a young average starting quarterback, not a high-end backup quarterback, fringe starter type thing. So it's right. It's like this is an easy thing. This is one of those situations, in my opinion, where on paper, hey, it's easy. Like it's clear. Wilson's the starter and Fields is the backup for now. But I don't think I think it's more complicated than that in the end. Because of how Tomlin feels about Fields, and I don't think he's going to be able to help himself over 18 games not giving him a start unless Wilson just
crushes it. Do you like the fact that that's how he feels about Fields then? Because it sounds to me like you actually are aligned with Mike on
this. I wanted Fields more than I wanted Wilson.
Okay, then ultimately.
And I think we all did. I think all three of us did.
We all did. And we all did, I hope, going into it clear-eyed, that it might end up being that for all his physical gifts, Fields just never turns into a great quarterback. But I would think ultimately your spin on this would actually be positive and pro-Mike Tomlin. Like, yes, there should be a controversy. Yes, he should have a quick hook for
Russell
Wilson.
And by the way, I don't remember any of us saying when we were interested in the Steelers trading for Fields before Wilson that what was best for Fields was to get a redshirt year. I don't remember that. I know it never even crossed my mind.
I don't want a complete redshirt year for him, though. Like, I want him even
if Wilson's
good.
Well, getting like five Cordell Stewart plays a game to me is a redshirt year. If that's all he's going to get.
I mean, that's what I want. 6 to 8 plays every time. His agent, by the way, is the same guy who did the Deshaun Watson deal. So
nice guy.
Even as I say, like, maybe he would take something in the middle, maybe he wouldn't, because that guy somehow got Deshaun Watson a fully guaranteed $230 million.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, I think probably the most attractive component of his profile to me is that, you know, his quest for greatness, man, his chase for legacy. This is not a guy who is hungry, meaning that can be satisfied. This is a guy that's driven. And you want to work with people of that mindset. This guy's got a vision of what he wants his career to look like, and he's got a lot of work to do. Obviously, he's had some professional challenges, particularly in recent years, and he appears to be a guy that wants to meet those challenges head on and continue to move forward with his career, and that was attractive.
Mike Tomlin on Russell Wilson. You know what I'll say about both of those guys? They both got a lot of BS. They really do. They are perfect for each other.
They both like to win the press conference in a very similar way.
I bet Russell Wilson talked it over with his extensive staff, and they told him when he went to meet with the Steelers, say to Tomlin that you're not hungry because that means your hunger can be satisfied. Tell him you're driven.
He'll think you're a Snickers bar if you tell him you're hungry.
When Tomlin heard that, he probably lit up like
if you tell him
a
you're 1980s
driven, though. Pinball machine.
So you know what's funny about that whole quote from Tomlin? He could have been describing Pickett in the way he talked about it. He's had some challenges over the last few years. Like, all of it is applicable to Pickett. He also talks about Wilson like Wilson's got a long way to go. I don't know. If Wilson gets even to, like, another AFC title game, he's going to be a Hall of Fame lock.
He still might get in even with the embarrassing Denver chapter on his resume.
He's going to end up having, I mean, statistically,
guys like Warren Moon
one bad year so far.
Guys like Warren Moon and Kurt Warner in the Hall of Fame. Now, maybe their counting stats are better than Wilson's or
are Kurt
close.
Warner's better?
Now, Kurt Warner, I don't think is.
Who's a better quarterback? Who's had a better career, Kurt Warner or
Russell Wilson? Kurt Warner's highs were unbelievable, but he just didn't have a lot of them because he got a late start, and then he lost his job
in
St. Louis.
He really does have a wild career.
And then he didn't have the job at first in Arizona. He was a backup almost for as long as he was a starter
he's
in
got
the
a
NFL,
six year,
Chris.
He's got a six-year career. Three at the start and three at the end.
And he's in the Hall of Fame. Russell Wilson has way more than six good years.
So you think they gave him the, Russ, if you say you're hungry, he'll know that hunger can be satisfied.
He'll eat that up.
You've got to say driven.
He'll say, oh, I love that one. Can I steal that?
Who do you think's the better talker? I think Tomlin still is.
Yeah. But hey, Fields is an impressive guy, and I had somebody tell me who knows Fields that if Russell Wilson and Justin Fields had a birthday party on the same day,
Fields would tell him, you celebrate.
All the players would show up at Fields' birthday. Wasn't that a thing from the draft day movie, Donnie, where the quarterback?
Yeah, nobody showed up to Bo Callahan's birthday party.
I've heard that about Fields. Fields doesn't like
beloved
do the
by
whole,
teammates. Guys love him.
Really good guy. Doesn't really do some of the Russ like inauthentic seeming stuff. Just seems to be a very good leader and like you said, well liked, well respected. I mean, didn't DJ Moore get pissed off when they traded him? Wasn't there like something out there that he was grousing about it?
He did a preemptive strike against the trade.
So think about that. The team had very little on-field success. DJ Moore had good numbers, but DJ Moore doesn't strike me as like an all-numbers, I don't care what the team's doing guy. And he's saying, man, this sucks.
Got a raw deal.
Got a raw deal, and you have to know if you're DJ Moore, yeah, you got yours stats-wise, but he wasn't like a polished product at quarterback. Therefore, you only say that about somebody that you really like personally.
412-928-9370. Here is Sam on the fan. Hello, Sam.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, man.
Hello, Sam.
I'm a Bears fan for my entire life, but I grew up in Seattle, so I've got a little bit of Russell Wilson appreciation as well. I wish that Pittsburgh would do the same thing that I wanted Chicago to do, which is let Russ cook, you know, drive a little bit, do well, and then trade him to somebody else, and then let Fields go and give him that contract that you can give him. What do you think about that?
So trade Russell Wilson at the deadline?
To a team that runs a very similar system, because I think that would be a problem.
So you're doing well, and in the season you trade your own starting quarterback.
Presumably, the
team.
Steelers' record would be a pretty good record here, Sam, if Wilson was playing well.
Yeah, presumably. I think that then you could go with Fields at that point, or I guess you could trade Fields, but I don't think Fields has value.
I'm only saying that their record would be good to say, Sam, that if they traded a Russell Wilson who was performing at a high level and they had a good record and they did this at the deadline, there would be, even if people love Justin Fields, a mutiny among Steelers fans. They would be out there with the pitchforks and torches going,
Sam,
what are you guys doing?
If Russell Wilson's playing like crap, no one's going to want to trade for him.
And if he's playing great, the Steelers aren't going to want to trade him.
Right.
Well, I guess that makes sense. I just want Fields to play more than Wilson.
Yes, and I think he will eventually.
Man, he was
Wilson...
looking for the best of both worlds right there. He couldn't just say if Wilson
sucks,
you play Fields.
Hey, boys, here's the idea.
Fields.
Let's get off to a 10-2 start and then trade Russell Wilson so we can go to the backup quarterback. Omar Khan's got some balls. He ain't got balls that big, folks. The only one I ever seen with balls that big is my Uncle Mo. Those things look like grapefruit.
Well, you wouldn't be able to walk with balls that big.
They were hanging out of the shorts that day. I wasn't even traumatized by it. I was just
there's Uncle Mo with his balls hanging out?
Yeah.
That was your reaction? No, there's Uncle Mo. We all know what he's all about.
He's no longer with us, so let's have a moment in silence for him, if you don't mind. Thank you. Here's Malcolm next. Hello, Malcolm.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Not too bad, Malcolm. What do you got for us?
Well, I feel as though we need to keep Russell as the starter. Let Justin just sit, watch, and learn. Now, if we want to take that Lamar Jackson approach his rookie year, let him come in, get a couple of plays, we shouldn't force it. We need to force him watching and learning for the simple fact that he's watching behind someone who's been there, done that.
So then what do you do at the end of the year?
Yeah, like how do you do the contract? Because as much as I'd love to say, Malcolm, that your idea sounds nice because it's like the perfect way to do it, Pony is right that in the real world, you've got to figure out a contract. And if you don't lock the guy up before the season, you'd have to deal with it after the season.
And you can't lock him up before the season because then Wilson's going to get pissed off about it.
Right. So they're in a weird spot here, Malcolm.
Now, why would Wilson get pissed off? Wilson knows the intentions. He understands.
Well, hold on. What if Wilson, just to play devil's advocate, what if Wilson gets pissed off because he's liking Arthur Smith's offense and he wants to be here long-term?
Wait a minute. What do you mean Russell Wilson knows the intentions? They didn't tell him straight up that he's only here for 1 year.
They told him that he was here to groom Kenny Pickett. Now, who is he grooming?
No, they did not. There's no way they said, Russell Wilson, we're hiring you just so you can work with the backup quarterback and make him better. Come on.
No, because he was not supposed to be the backup. He was our potential future star of the show. However, the way our potential future star handled himself behind the scenes, it made us look at our organization like, do we want this guy to represent us?
No way did they sell Russell Wilson on the idea of making the guy who's going to eventually usurp his job better. That's not how they got him to sign here for the league minimum. They got him to sign here
they
for that
Cam,
amount of
money. They had Cam, Minka, and TJ calling him up saying, come here, we can win with you.
Yep.
Which is the exact opposite of we're going to eventually have Kenny Pickett take his job back. It's Kenny Pickett's not good
enough.
He
didn't sign here to be a mentor. This ain't the Big Brother, Big Sister program, okay? You heard the guy say he's trying to win two more Super Bowls. He's not doing something altruistic and paying it forward to the quarterback youth of America.
He did mean to win them as a backup quarterback. He just wants those rings, even if they're not his.
I know what Donnie is. I know what. Is Carl and Carnegie, is that Starkey? Or is that a real Carl and Carnegie?
It didn't sound like a funny.
We'll sniff it
funny
out.
Funny Joe
is.
Voice.
Do you want to roll it?
Also, like I know that the number that called the area code is not the same as Joe's.
Hey, did you?
So unless he has
that's
like
the
a,
other
another
thing
phone.
That Starkey yeah. slips by these amateur producers.
Right.
He's calling from a number that they should give him away on here.
Donnie, how about
with
what
the software? We
how
have.
About the way Little Austin got handled by Johnny the Barber last Friday?
Oh, did he take him to the cleaners?
Did I not tell you this when we were out Saturday? He called in as the Sloss boss, and so I got very excited that the Sloss boss is making his turn. I gave one of those big, funny-like intros, and back on the lines, where we haven't talked to him in a while, Rich Eisen's number one enemy.
Hello, Chris.
Yeah. I put him on. I go, it's the Sloss boss. He goes, hello, gentlemen, and I got pissed. And then Little Austin's in there. Ah, I can't believe he got me. Yeah, I can.
Johnny's been texting in.
He's thrilled because Fields is on the roster.
He loves Fields.
Yeah, he's all in again on the Steelers. I think he said they should like draft like five different Ohio State guys who are projected to not even get picked.
His performance in Denver statistically and everything doesn't match up with what he was in Seattle. Have you talked to him about sort of...
Denver was a different environment than Seattle. You know, I care less about what transpired, to be quite honest with you. I'm excited about what awaits us. We're not going to spend a whole lot of time looking in our rearview mirror. We're going to look through our windshield and keep it moving.
Mike Tomlin today on Russell Wilson and questions about his struggles in Denver while Russell Wilson live on Instagram is working out in black and gold Steelers shorts and a Blitzburg t-shirt from the 1990s, which I'm sure his PR team picked out for him and said, this will go over great. With the masses, and guess what it is?
I get the sense that you, like, imagine he wakes up in the morning and, like, walks downstairs, opens his front door, and in comes, like, an entire management team.
Because I think that's true.
That, like, pre-selects his wardrobe. Hello, Russell.
He won't go, I don't think he'll get a cup of coffee unless he's surrounded by people that work for him.
That must be a fun way to live. There are many, I am
he wasn't
a happily married father of two, and there are many times where my happiest part of the day is just getting a little alone time.
He wasn't doing the
just
blue,
relaxing.
He wasn't doing the blue collar thing at the college games like us on Saturday.
Yeah, he was. He was there.
Yeah, well, he was there, but was he in the regular seats?
No, he was doing the pony thing, the luxury box.
Was I in a luxury box?
The only reason you weren't is because you had to drag me and Donnie with you, and you felt like, you know, that was a bridge too far to bring us up among your white collar friends. You felt like we were going to ruin the vibe, I think.
The only time I go into the luxury box is when blue-collar people invite me into it.
Huh. Now, when you say blue-collar, you mean like the designer white shirt that has a blue collar that contrasts with the rest of the shirt?
Well, one of them owns a steel company, but, you know, made his bones.
In steel. But, owning the company.
But from every, you know, had to start at the bottom and work his way.
So he worked as a steel mill worker?
He was in there.
In there doing what?
Just, you know, letting everybody know, do this, do that.
Oh, so he's management.
Well, yeah, but boots on the ground, at least. He was not, you know,
I mean,
up
were, in an, are you sure
not,
they were boots?
He was not in an ivory tower.
I mean, it sounds like he kind of was.
Or Versace.
Versace, oh. Oh, yes. Mr. Versace, that known blue-collar man.
All right.
Do you have any?
I have a question for you, though.
I
actually wanted you to tell everybody what you just read about Cam Sutton, because that's interesting.
Oh, I just saw Brooke Pryor retweet this, so I don't want to lose it on the timeline here. Brooke retweeted, it was from a guy who covers the Lions from a Fox station in Detroit. Hold on, let me get Brooke's Twitter feed here. So obviously Cam Sutton was cut loose by the Lions. This is Dan Miller, Fox 2 in Detroit. He does Lions radio play-by-play man. Okay. He said, Rod Wood, who is the president of the Lions, talked today about releasing Sutton, said considering the charges and everything else, he hadn't cooperated, it was the right decision. He went on to say he was in the building in Allen Park, team facility, when the team learned of the warrant. Then Miller went on to tweet, indicated Cam Sutton was working with the strength staff when they approached him and they urged him to seek an attorney and turn himself in. He left, ending communication with the team. So
he went off their grid.
So
after
their
that.
People said, hey, there's a warrant out for your arrest. You probably should get a lawyer and turn yourself in. And it sounds like Cam Sutton just peaced, and that's it.
Man, at that point when he goes off the grid with them, he's got to know he's flushing his football career down the toilet, too.
You would think.
And he still thought that was the right
decision.
The
weird thing is there was so much time here in between where we all didn't know what the hell is going on. Where is Cam Sutton? And the Lions could have said, like, you know, he was at our facility. We told him to turn himself in. We're not the cops.
Strange exchange between Tomlin and a reporter on that today at the owners' meeting where he was asked about talking to players like Cam Sutton when they go through off-the-field issues. And he said, yeah, I do that. And I think he even implied that he had talked to Sutton. And then the person asked back, all right, well, what did he say? And he said, that's none of your damn business. So. Unrelated.
That's just weird.
In unrelated news to the Steelers, just quickly.
Yes.
The Browns are talking about building a dome stadium in downtown Cleveland. That's come out of the owners' meetings today. The dog pound's not the same when there's a roof over it. The guy without a shirt on, with no shirt on, who's about 100 pounds overweight, got the man titties going, and has the dog mask on and is barking when he's in 69 degrees. That's just not the same intimidating.
And you're basically
scene.
What if it was a retractable roof stadium?
This is not.
Just a pure dome. Which isn't that what Buffalo wanted to build there?
And I think they said hell no.
And they felt like Allen was an advantage?
Well, I just think that they feel like up there that the element should always be a part of the game.
You know who agrees with that? Joe Starkey. Who probably also agrees with that is Alvin and Al Equipa.
And Glenn Willard.
I don't love it. I do. I don't know why.
That's part of their DNA as a fan base.
I wouldn't love it here if there was a dome stadium. I don't know. Like, maybe when I, well, hold on. Minnesota has some of the harshest weather in the country.
But they've always been, like, since the 70s, they've been identified.
But I mean, when Ahmad Rashad was back there playing for them, they were outdoors.
Yeah, when they were going to their Super Bowls against the Steelers and whatnot, they were an outdoor team.
Let me ask you.
Maybe they've lost their edge because of it, Chris.
You went up to that stadium, which routinely gets called among the best, if not the best, in the league. Were you mad that you weren't watching a game in the elements?
No, I loved it. They even had fake snow in there.
Fake snow?
Huh? Right, Donnie? Didn't fake snow fall on us in Minnesota for that game?
Oh, yeah. They do, like, shoot that out of the, like, I guess the
you're a season ticket holder
ceiling or whatever.
Do you want the Steelers to eventually build the dome stadium?
Got that big skull horn.
Yeah, I like that thing. No, I don't want a dome because Pittsburgh is just one of those cities where like it wouldn't feel right. But I could also envision a day where like they make the retractable roof like mandatory for every team.
Well, then, but see, that defeats the purpose because then you're never going to have a game where the elements
bad
enter
weather
into
games.
It.
Bad weather games will never happen again.
Yeah, I don't want that.
I mean,
that.
And I love those.
Yeah, and I to me, like owners get their way, but I think owners even know that TV is what drives the bus. And TV wants the bad weather games.
Yeah, TV wants the spectacle.
TV don't care about the 65,000 people that are out there and having
and I'll be honest,
fingers
watching,
removed because of frostbite in
well,
Kansas
that was
City.
Messed up.
They want the streaming number, and then they can brag about how many people watch it on Peacock.
In games that are in dome stadiums never look as cool. The Minneapolis Miracle is an all-time great play. It's not as fun because it's indoors.
All right, so I've got some Tomlin tidbits here.
Did we get any new Tomlinisms out of him today?
I haven't heard any yet. This is what he said about the center position and what the Steelers have to do there.
You know, it's still a work in progress. Obviously, we still got Herbick on our roster, but we've got some work to do there, whether it's continued in free agency and or the draft. We'll get something done, obviously, at that position. But you can say the same thing about, you know, some other obvious positions where we might be short on the depth chart from a number standpoint.
What are those obvious positions? Wide receiver and
corner and tackle? Apparently not tackle because Moore is the second coming of Anthony Munoz.
Yeah, but with Jackson now, I wonder about that because Tomlin said they traded Deontay Johnson because they wanted Jackson.
But don't they still need three?
He makes it sound like slot corner, they can do it by committee and they don't need to invest a big pick or sign a free agent. They always let their slot corners walk. Cam Sutton, Mike Hilton.
That seems haphazard to me.
I know it does, but that's...
at best.
I'm just repeating his...
No, I know. I think you almost would rather have one... No, you'd rather have two elite outside corners. I'm not going to try to say that slot is more important than,
and
like,
Jackson,
the second outside corner.
Jackson can play inside, and I don't really trust Jackson right now, coming off an injury in a bad year. Here's more from Tomlin on if their center answers in the draft.
Obviously, it's different than receiver, the discussion that we were having regarding the development of receiver, but I don't view center any different than any of the other positions. You know, they're going to be a segment of guys in a draft pool that are ready to go, and then they're going to be the larger body that isn't.
Yeah, and guys like Kendrick Green, who you threw in there anyways.
There are going to be guys who are guards that we force to play at center and then trade.
Not a ringing endorsement from Herbig. Hearing Tomlin mention Herbig is their starter right now, it almost sounds like he's only our starter because we have no other option.
It's also strange that he mentions free agency in the draft, but Omar Khan said trades are still a possibility to fill that void.
Tomlin on what the Steelers are going to do at tackle involving Broderick Jones and more.
To be determined. We just got so much ahead of us in terms of player acquisition. Where any specific player ends up is subject to who else is on our roster and the makeup of it. And so, obviously, he's a component of that.
I know that pisses you off, and it pisses me off, too. Again, though, it's not the same messaging from the coach and the GM.
Because Khan said, we drafted Broderick Jones to play left tackle. Mike, who Omar can draft him, and even Mike at that point can draft him with the intention, but Mike is the guy whose purview it is to put guys where he thinks they belong on the field. I'm choosing for once in my life to be a little bit cautiously optimistic that he was more non-committal than anything. And non-committal could also mean Amarius Mims is sitting there at 20, and we like the idea of pairing two Georgia guys together, moving Broderick where he's supposed to go, and then putting a 6'8 mountain of a human being out there to whoop ass.
Donnie, it's starting to seem like the kid from Penn State might be on the board at 20.
He's having some
weird slide.
Okay,
we don't actually know if it's a real slide.
Well, no, he's just, yeah, but for purposes of our show, we can ask about, like,
the
this
people
idea.
Covering the draft seem to think that he's now closer to being the
like
20th
15th
pick
or 16th.
Rather than, like,
yes.
A top 10 pick now.
If I were going to ask.
I'm not really sure why that is.
Because I think there's a lot of other tackles that are really well regarded in this class. Let me ask you both this. Fashanu is a true, or no, I'm sorry, isn't it Fashanu? I think he cleared that up. He is a true, pure...
We got to do that now. Sherry versus Sherry.
He is a pure left tackle. That's all he's ever played. If Fashanu and Mims are both there at 20, and the Steelers are fixing to take a tackle, what would you rather see them do?
I'd rather have the Penn State kid.
Me too.
I'd rather have Mims because you have a true natural right tackle and a natural left tackle.
It's only 8 games, Chris.
But he's never played left tackle. Broderick Jones is a left tackle. Plus, I just convinced myself that if Fashanu was still there, there was something fundamentally wrong with him and that that's why they should stay away.
I wouldn't do that.
I mean,
I wouldn't think that. Look at DeCastro.
It could be DeCastro, yeah.
Thank you, Donnie.
All right.
Great minds think alike.
Yeah, but my mind isn't great, and that's how I decided to look at it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.